everyone, and bless the name of the Lord. Give him praise in the house. Hallelujah. Lord, we celebrate you in this place. We give you praise in the house this morning. Blessed be your holy name forevermore. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We acknowledge you as God. We acknowledge you as God. We acknowledge you as the miracle worker. It is by you alone, that miracles are wrought. Yes, you are the miracle worker. We acknowledge you, Lord, in our midst. Oh, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Touch someone beside you. Just hold the hand of somebody. Squeeze those hands softly. All right? And whisper to that person. Just whisper to the person and say, he's the miracle worker. Jesus is his name. Jesus is his name. Come on now. Come on, whisper to that person. Say, he's the miracle worker. Jesus is his name. Come on, that soft whisper. Let the whisper go forth gently in faith. Say, Jesus is his name. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Now lift those hands and say, Lord, we receive your miracles today. We receive your signs and wonders into our lives. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, our hearts are open to receive your word today, and we thank you for the entrance of your word. Gives light and understanding to the simple. Lord, thank you for faith is initiated, escalated at the instance of your word. And so our hearts are open today. Speak to us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Say amen. Amen. Now give the Lord a shout of victory. Come on, say hallelujah. Amen. The word of the Lord just came to me saying, there's somebody here, while those testimonies were being shared, and you just felt like, when is my testimony going to happen? Amen. When is mine going to happen? The Lord said to say to you, now. Now. Come on, say now. Now. Witness to at least three persons, tell them now, today, 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 today. Today is my day. Today. Today. Hallelujah. Now. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. In an atmosphere of the miraculous of this kind, it is important that we stress the baseline, the foundation of the miraculous. What makes for miracles? When does God do miracles? Is it when he's ready? Is it when he feels like doing miracles? Or when we initiate the process that is required for him to do miracles? We understand from the word of God that miracles are answers to people's faith in God. Miracles are answers to people's faith in God. When we believe God according to his word, he responds to us via or by the miraculous consistent with our faith. So when we believe God, miracles happen. For example, look at the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5. Jesus wasn't going in that direction. Jesus was going in Jairus' direction. He had come to Jesus requesting that Jesus Christ would go with him to his house to heal his sick daughter. So Jesus was on the way there. And then the woman with the issue of blood intercepted that procession. What happened? She believed. The Bible tells us that she had heard of Jesus Christ, and she knew in her heart that Jesus Christ was her solution, and she came behind the press to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, and the Bible tells us that she broke protocol, all right? She was not even to touch, she was not supposed to touch Jesus at the time that she did, but she came from behind the press and touched, and Jesus, knowing in himself that virtue or power had gone out of him, said, "Who touched me?" Now, it was not the will of Jesus, as in actual voluntary will of Jesus Christ, that released the power that touched her and healed her. It was a faith that drew on Jesus and made a withdrawal. That withdrawal was done by faith. It wasn't Jesus' free will of blessing her with his power. Amen? All right. So it tells us something here, that faith initiates the miraculous. The will of God is eternal. What God willed yesterday as to his goodness and his faithfulness towards us, consistent with his word, is his will today and forever will be his will. Glory to God. Why? Because God does not change. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 tells us Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So his will is eternal. Whatever God willed yesterday as to healing, prosperity, as to safety, as to blessing his children, is still his will today and will be his will tomorrow and forever. Can someone say amen to that? So God's will does not change. So knowing that God's will doesn't change, then we must believe God consistent with his will, so that what he did yesterday, according to his will for those who believed him, he will do for us today according to his will, because we believe him now. Can someone say amen to that? Faith initiates the miraculous. We understand again in Matthew chapter 8, there was a centurion who came to Jesus on the behalf of his servant who was sick with the palsy. And the Bible tells us that he came asking Jesus to heal his servant. But he didn't want Jesus Christ to appear in person, because he had learned that Jesus' word and his presence are one and the same. Praise God. So he said, just speak the word. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be made whole. And Jesus looked at him. He was not a Jew, he was a Gentile, was Roman, you know, in origin. And the Bible tells us, Jesus looked at him, says, not even in Israel have I seen this great a faith. And Jesus said, it is done unto you according to your word, your faith, because you have believed, it is done unto you. Now, if the man did not believe Jesus and didn't come, all right, on the behalf of his son to receive healing for him, Jesus would not have granted that healing. So it wasn't, you know, so much about the faith of Jesus as it was the faith of the centurion. So sometimes we wait and wait and wait, thinking that God is going to do something when he is ready. Whereas God is waiting on us, believing that we will believe his word and act on his word, and then he moves, because there's a system of response in heaven. There's a system of response to men according to their faith in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ. The system works 24/7. It's just like, you know, having regular power supply, electric power. All right, but you're not going to plug in any electrical equipment. You're not going to lay demand on the electrical power flowing. It's not going to flow just because, you know, it's there. It's going to flow in the direction of the electrical appliance that you plug into the grid. If you don't plug it in and lay demand, nothing flows. The same thing, you know, works with the power of God. The power of God will always flow in the direction of faith. The power of God will always flow in the direction of faith. And listen, whatever is God's will that you know is God's will, listen very carefully, God's power is back of that will to make it good in your life. If and only you believe. When you believe, then the power of God goes into operation to honor your faith according to God's will. Can someone say amen to that? Now, I thought Jesus Christ was going to respond to the woman with the issue of blood, you know, with words like, "Woman, my power has made you whole." Amen. But Jesus didn't respond that way. Jesus said, "Woman, thy faith has made thee whole." Of course, it was Jesus' power that made her whole, but he placed the emphasis on her faith, meaning he wanted everyone to see that, look, it has nothing to do with the power of God, as it were, because the power of God always flows. Amen. There's an eternal greed, all right? Greed, eternal greed, that, you know, is a system of distribution of God's power. The same way you have, you know, the national grid for electricity, right? All right. So this grid is there. It's there in the body. Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. But somehow people don't always believe. That's the differential. That's the differential. People don't always believe. But thank God there are believers in the house today. You're a believer. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Oh, come on. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand that you can initiate a miracle by an act of faith. Someone says, well, I'm not sure God is ready. But by an act of faith, God, you would discover that God had always been ready, had been ready waiting for you ever before you conceived the possibility of believing God for that thing. God is always ready. Tap to your neighbor and say, God is always ready. Yeah, God is ready now. God is ready now. You can take it now. You can have it now. You can receive a miracle now. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to hope and hope is deferred and then you are sick in your heart. No, you can believe now. You can receive now and you can have it now. Can someone say amen to that? You can. That's the truth. You can. Let me share with you very briefly the possibilities and realities of your faith. Not my faith, your faith in God. Amen. First, I like to stress the fact that every man, every child of God in Christ is got the measure of faith. There is no such thing as a faithless child of God. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, the Bible tells us that God has dealt to every man in Christ the measure of faith. So that means every child of God has the measure of faith. You've got something on the inside, some supernatural guts to believe God. All right? You might have ignored it before now. All right? But that notwithstanding, that thing is still there. It's called I can believe. The I can believe is in every child of God. Is there. Say amen to that. Now, why? The Bible says God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. That's the first point. The second point is that God gave birth to you in Christ, reproduced you in Christ through the word of faith. Romans chapter 10 and verse 8, it says, what does it say? Speaking of the righteousness of faith, the word is near you, even in your mouth, in your heart, that is the word of faith which you preach, word of faith. So you got born again by that word of faith. That word is of faith, the fiber, the very essence of the word that saved you, that recreated you and gave birth to you in Christ, that substance is of faith. You were born of the word of faith. And then again in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, the Bible says we were born of that incorruptible seed of God's word which lives and abides forever. So you were born of the word of faith. Now you understand that naturally speaking, the DNA of your parents is in you. True? Uh-huh. Why? Because the substance of their life produced you. The sperm of your dad plus the egg of your mother produced you, naturally speaking. So the very content, the very, you know, substance and essence of their life is in you. You cannot deny it. Praise God. Now, the word of God produced and reproduced you in Christ.
The very DNA of God's word is faith. The Bible calls the word of God the word of faith. The word of God is the word of faith. Praise God. So that means if you look inward, you must discover faith in you. In the very fabrics of your being, there's faith in you. Can someone say amen to that? Every child of God is of faith. That's the truth. Not all men are of faith. There are people who don't believe like we do. They're out there. They're not born again. For those who are born again, faith is the essential primary fabrics of your being. Say amen to that. So you have faith. Someone says, well, I wish I could believe God. I wish I had faith. No. If you're born again, you are of faith. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. All right. Make bold to declare, I am of faith. Or say it like you mean, say, I am of faith. Louder, say it, I am of faith. Say, the faith of God is at work in me. Oh, say it like you mean, the faith of God is at work in me. Hallelujah. You believe that? Then give the Lord a shout of praise for that. Hallelujah. Amen. So, what do you do with the faith that you already have? What do you do with the faith that you already have? Faith is like, you know, having eyes or having ears. All right? Or having a mind. You know, eyes are meant to see. So that means you must give light to the eyes, give something to the eyes for the eyes to start functioning. True? All right. So the eyes, no matter how good they are, open in the dark, all right, can see nothing. The ears, no matter how good they are, without sound, can hear nothing. True? All right. Your faith, no matter how potent it is, without the word, cannot believe anything. So the word must come to your faith. That's when your faith starts working. Sometimes someone says, well, but they said we have faith. Not they said it. The Bible says so. Amen? The Bible says you have faith, but your faith will not work until it has something to believe. Faith, the Bible faith, the God kind of faith, doesn't believe junk, doesn't believe lies. All right? It's waiting for the word. So give me the word and my faith starts working. Put my faith to work by giving me the word. The very moment I have the word, then I can go on the journey of believing. That means I can receive the word and my faith says, yeah, that's true. Amen? So the problem of the believer is not a problem of lack of faith. It is a challenge of lack of revelation of the word of God. Amen? So when there's no revelation of God's word, it seems like your faith is not working. And then you begin to envy other believers whose faith, in your own estimation, are working or is working. So, what do you do? Your faith needs to be inspired. Your faith needs revelation. Your faith needs the word. The moment the word of God comes to you, your faith goes to work. Your faith goes to work. And that's why, you see, what you need is not to be like someone else around you or aspiring to, you know, something that you think is better than you are, or mean better than, you know, you or somebody that is better than you. That's not what you need. You need to believe God the way other people believe God. Now, the difference between people whose faith is working and people whose faith is not working is revelation. I mean, in Christ, in the body of Christ, revelation. They know what to do. You heard testimonies, people heard the word of God, and they began to confess the word. They began to say God's word. Even when they didn't feel like, they just kept saying the word of God to themselves. They were living in the light of God's word. They held on to that word, and then the result was a miracle. Amen. That's how it works. So give me the word, my faith goes to work. Give me the word, and my faith goes to work. Give me the word, and my faith goes to work. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, say to your neighbor, say, give me the word, and my faith goes to work. Hallelujah. Turn to someone and say, give me the word, and my faith goes to work. Amen. Now, the secret of faith here is hearing the word. All right? Look at the woman with the issue of blood again. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. Look at it quickly. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, you see, her faith began to work at the point of hearing of Jesus, hearing about Jesus, things about Jesus, his healing ministry, his ability to heal the sick, raise the dead, work miracles. When she had heard of Jesus, came as a response to that hearing, glory to God. So your faith wants to respond to something. Your eyes want to respond to light. Your ears desire to respond to sound. Your faith desires to respond to revelation of the word. So give me the word. Let me know what is available. Let me know what God has made ready for me. Let me know. Show it to me. And then my faith goes to work. My faith can say, yeah, that's mine. I take it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Show the sick believer who is sick in his body, sick in his mind, sick in his emotions, what Christ has done for him. Show him Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Glory to God. With his stripes. And then he says, Jesus did that for me? I say, yes. When? When he took your place as your substitute. Okay. So it was not just my sin that he bore on himself on the tree. Amen. He also carried my sicknesses. Oh, I see. 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that's on the cross, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Okay. So the same one who bore my sins bore my sicknesses at the same time. Wow. So people believe that, okay, their sins have been taken away by Jesus Christ. He was their substitute and he took away their sins. Glory to God. All right. But when you say, well, he also took away your sickness, he said, no, when we get to heaven, we'll be whole. We'll be strong in our body. Let's just get to heaven. Amen. You see, you have to get to heaven. You must go to heaven and get there whole. Not sick in your body. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You have to get to heaven blessed financially, not broke. God wants you to be broken in your spirit, not broke in your pocket. Say amen to that. He loves people with contrite and broken spirit. All right? But not broke. Broken doesn't mean broke. Amen. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I didn't hear you. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Now, see, what we do in church, we are very deliberate and intentional about these things that we do in church. I want to give people something to believe. I want to give your faith something to believe. I don't just want to talk about how great your faith is, how that your faith can move mountains, and I'm not giving you anything to believe God for. I want to give you something to believe God for, that your faith can walk with. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
All right. So, for healing, surely he had borne our griefs. I love the Amplified Version. It puts it this way. It says, surely he had borne our griefs, meaning sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. He's borne them. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
Now, for the sinner who is not saved now, who is out there in the world, has Jesus Christ done something about his situation?
Yes,
no, talk to me, come on. Has Jesus Christ done something about his situation? Did Jesus Christ die for that sinner? Come on, talk to me.
Yes,
has he fulfilled the requirement according to the justice of God for the sinner to be saved? Now, if the sinner is not saved, it is not a problem with what Jesus Christ hasn't done for him. It's a problem with his believing. He has not heard it. He has not believed it yet. So he's not saved. The same thing goes for a believer who is poor. who is broke, who is beaten, battered, shattered, and the believer is just struggling. You see, the problem is not, well, God hasn't done something about that situation. That's not it. The problem is the believer hasn't learned about what Jesus has done for him yet. He's not heard it yet. The very moment you hear it and believe it and listen very carefully, you hold on to it. It's not as well, I've heard that before. I mean, I've heard something like that before. No, you hear it, you hold on to it. We're coming to that very soon. The dogma of faith. Your faith must be dogmatic. Amen. That means, listen, you have an understanding that you hold on to, like a creed, so to speak, and then you also dogged. You dogged. Amen? You are dogged. What is mine is mine. I refuse to let go of what God has given to me. Say amen to that.
Amen.
What is mine is mine. You heard people say, well, I kept saying it like it was my life. Until I couldn't see anything other than what I was saying. They held on to God's word. See, you can create miracles in your life. Every day can be a day of miracle for you. Remind your neighbor, tell your neighbors. Every day can be a day of miracle for you. All right. Turn to someone else. Preach it to the person. Come on now, preach. Every day. All right. What is a miracle? God stepping into the natural realm. God changing things in your favor. That's a miracle. When God steps in and it's God who is at work. You know, when you go to a construction site, you see men at work there, right?
Yes,
now, a miracle site is God at work.
Yes,
man, God at work. He's working because somebody believes. When you believe God, then he steps in, he starts working. Glory to God. Surely he had borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. Verse 5. But he was wounded not for himself, not for his own transgressions, for our transgressions. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Are you aware somebody had been wounded for your transgressions? Are you aware somebody had borne the shame that is supposed to come to you? The shame was borne by the person. Jesus bore the shame that was supposed to come to you. He carried that shame on himself. Turn to your neighbor and say, you will never be ashamed. Oh, I didn't hear you. Come on, turn to someone and say, you will never be ashamed. Now, why? Jesus bore your shame. He bore your shame. Hallelujah. Don't say, well, I'm enduring the shame. No, you will never be ashamed. To be ashamed is to feel inadequate. To be ashamed is to feel, you know, you are not good enough. To be ashamed is to have a feeling of, okay, I wish I had something. That means you have a feeling of lack. Shameful people are not good enough people in their own eyes. But Jesus paid the price for you to be good enough and more than good enough to fulfill your God-given destiny. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
Man, he was wounded for our transgressions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain for us peace and well-being was upon him. And with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed, made whole. Can someone say amen to that? So what is expected of the sick in the body? Someone needing healing for his body. You hold on to that word. Your faith has something to work with now. Don't say, well, I don't think I can believe that. Then you are not a believer. All right? Is it true that every student can read? Huh? Every student can. And that's why, you know, there's possibility of learning and teaching. Glory to God. Because the ability is there. Can every believer believe God?
Yes,
talk to me, come on now. Can every believer believe God?
Yes,
you can. All right? So you stay with that word. Your I can believe is activated by the word of God, revelation. So you hold on to the word. He took my place. He took my place. He took my place. Guilt is gone. Condemnation is gone. I believe that by the stripes of Jesus Christ have been made whole. Now, what are you doing? What are you doing? Go to Mark 5. 27. All right, in the Amplified Version, please. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood, and she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garment. Oh, dear. Can you read verse 28 for yourself and by yourself? Come on, go ahead. Let's go. If someone has received something for his faith to work with and he stops saying it, he just stops. He feels, is it? Listen very carefully. The most effective things in life are the most absurd. Amen. Open the engine of your car. Let your mechanic pieces the engine for you. All right? And try and wrap your mind around it. That's what drives you. Moves you from Oshogbo to Lagos. Amen. Lagos to Abuja. You don't understand it, yet it works. See, let me tell you something. It's not everything you need to understand for you to get results from them or from doing them. Are you what I'm saying here? How many of us understand how our kidneys work? But they work it. They work. You don't have to be a medical doctor before you can be healthy in life. Amen? I said amen. Amen. So there are things, listen, Rex, someone says, well, if I say God's word and I just keep saying God's word, you, Pastor, you don't know what's happening to me. Should I share some of my challenges with you? I'm seriously in a mess, in a bad shape. You know amoeba. My situation is as worse as at no shape at all. The thing is just like this. You say I should be considering God's word. Amen. I said amen. Now just think about someone who says he wants to move a mountain, literal mountain, physical mountain, from one place to another. And then he comes and he says, I want to move this mountain. You say, well, where's the bulldozer? Where's the caterpillar? He says, it's in my mouth. You see, you know the first is comedian. But Jesus, the Lord said, whosoever I verily I say unto you, I'm not telling you a lie. For whosoever shall say, so it may look so simple, but you see, spiritual things are simple. And that was why Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he says, I'm afraid lest the devil, you know, beguile you from the simplicity that is in Christ. It's not complex, it's simple. Someone says, you look at the woman, she kept saying, you know, and you know, our neighbors probably looking at her, this woman, you've been in this issue for 12 years. You think it will go just by saying something? You must be joking. But she kept saying. You see, let me tell you something. Don't give your faith to God's word occasionally. Don't give your faith to God's word, all right, once in a while. Give your faith to God's word continually. Give your faith to God's word consistently. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
All right, we understand. Even drugs. All right? You don't use the first dosage and then you say, okay, well, you have to finish it, right? You are patient to say, okay, morning, afternoon, and you do it religiously. Then they say, confess God's word as medicine to your body. Morning, afternoon, you're like, I'm tired. But you were not tired of using drugs religiously. You were so religious. You practice religion with drugs. For some, you know, they had to inject themselves because, you know, they had to inject themselves at odd hours. 1 a.m. The doctor says 1 a.m. The guy wakes up, sets an alarm, 15 minutes to the time. And then he takes the thing, prepares it, and he goes, shh, it's painful, but yeah, I said, yeah, it's working now. People believe it. Yet, we were made by God's word. That word works. Amen? Do you think when you give your faith to God's word and the word of God becomes your light and you begin to confess God's word, do you think God's word will not work for you? You believe that drugs will work for you, and they did. In fact, it has been proven that even drugs without anything, what do they call it? Placebos. Amen. They just tell people and say, this will work for such a thing, and the people believe. And they use, there's nothing there. And it works for them. It tells you faith itself is what makes drugs work. Because if you use, they say this thing, they say this, it won't work for me, it will kill me. And then you swallow it, it will happen. Every man will have it according to his faith. You can initiate a miraculous process right now. All right? And say, yeah, that word is for me. That's my word. And you take that word and say, Lord, I thank you for it. And you set that word before you. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. It says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health, mape, medicine to all their flesh. That means, listen very carefully, this is faith. This is how it works. We have mastered a lot of things in the natural realm, and we know how those things work. Hello? All right. Now, when it comes to spiritual things, we argue those things and say, well, you know, I'm not sure it works that way. No, 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 no. Listen, God will tell you how his word works. She kept saying to herself. That means she had believed something and she held on to it with her mouth. Listen, your faith cannot hold on to anything that your mouth does not hold on to. You see, if your mouth is holding on to it, your faith will hold on to it. In fact, your faith will rise up to the level of your confession. Whatever your mouth is saying, your faith will go up to meet that thing. Your faith will measure up to the level of what your mouth is saying. Listen, the very moment God's word comes to you and the revelation of God's word is given to you, listen, it is now yours as a responsibility to walk the word that has come to you. You have to walk that word. Can someone say amen to that? You take that word and say it's mine. Sometimes you wake up, you're pacing the floor of your room and you're declaring God's word. Because you see, that's what you have. That's what you have. Look at this real world. This world that God has made. How did he make it? How did he create this world? The Bible tells us that in the beginning was the word was with God. The word was God. The same was with God in the beginning. All things were made by him. There was nothing that was made without the word of God. How did it happen? Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. All right, the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then God said, oh dear, God said with his mouth, let there be light, and there was light. He said it, and he saw it. Do you know, you see, the word of God is not necessarily utterance. The word of God is the revelation of God to you. Utterance is one of the expressions of God's word. When you catch light within and say, hey, Jesus, that the word has just come to you. Utterance is now, you now give voice to that revelation in your heart. Then that word goes into operation. It starts working. God believed that he could create light. And he spoke forth that conviction. For God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shone in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He commanded light out of darkness. Amen. You can speak to poverty, and poverty will start adjusting. All right? Adjusting and turn around. God commanded light from where? He said, light be in the midst of darkness, and the light came out of that darkness. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Do you believe your words count? Do you believe your words are powerful? Do you believe you are the image of God? Do you believe you can speak God's word and get results the same way God does? You believe it?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on. Say it. Say, I believe it.
I believe it.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 20 says, come, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. It didn't say let them be beggarly, sickly, downtrodden. No, let them have dominion. Oh, glory to God. For those who have been downtrodden here, I speak to you by the word of the Lord. You are coming out of that situation.
Yeah.
I said, right now, you're coming out of that situation.
Yeah.
You didn't hear me. I said, you are coming out of that situation.
Yeah.
Let them have dominion. You are the image of God. You are the image of God. Dominion is your heritage. Dominion is your wiring. Dominion is your makeup. You are made to exercise dominion over situations and circumstances of life. Does not mean there won't be challenges, but listen very carefully. Those challenges are not meant to swallow you up. Those challenges are not meant to overwhelm you. Those challenges are meant to be bread for your food. Look at what Caleb told, you know, the children of Israel. Let's go at once and possess the land. All right? He says, you know, those giants, they are bread for us. Let's go and eat them up for lunch. Amen. Say to your neighbor, say, I eat up challenges for lunch. All right. Turn to someone and say, I eat up challenges for lunch. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Faith in God. Faith in God. So healing is yours in Christ. Say amen to that. All right. Now, I've seen people get healed supernaturally of cancer. Amen. I've seen people get healed supernaturally of lungs infections. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
I've seen people bowed over, healed supernaturally, straightened by the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
Testimonies upon testimonies. I've seen someone born with a congenital malformation, just three testes instead of two. Praise God. And the thought was dematerialized by the power of God. Amen. I've seen that. I've seen people grown taller. They have grown taller by the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
See, is there anything too difficult for God to do? Amen. The Bible tells us something that I love. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 27. Mark 10 and verse 27. Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, how many things are possible? All things. No, come on, talk to me. How many things are possible?
All things.
I didn't hear you. How many things are possible?
All things.
With God, all things are possible. How many things? That includes that very thing you're concerned about, right? All things are possible with God. And more interestingly, in Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, Jesus said unto him, Jesus, now go to Mark 10, 27. I want you to see, go back. Yes. And Jesus, looking upon them, who said these words? Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but with God, how many things are possible? All things. Same Jesus speaking here. In Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto them, said unto him rather, if thou canst believe, how many things? All things are possible to him that believeth. Oh. Now, the first scripture, it's easier to believe that, right? With God, all things are possible. Yeah. What else do you expect? But the same Jesus said, He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So that means when you believe God, the God of all possibility comes into sync and harmony with you, and then is all possibility, all mighty, all potent power comes into operation in your life and begins to make all things possible. See, faith brings you to a point where you tie up with God. That means you both are on the same page, you're on the same ship, all right? You are in sync with God. With God, all things are possible. To the one who believes, all things are possible. All things. Glory to God. All things. Now, note what it says. It says, with God, how many things are possible? All things. Personally. And then it says, to the one who believes. to the one who believes. Go back to go to that scripture, Mark 9, 23. To him that believeth. So that means he didn't say with him that believeth. He says to him. To him. You know, there are things that are possible with some people that are also possible to you because you are in a relationship with such persons. True? All right, you may not be a billionaire. Your dad is a billionaire. With your dad, money problems are no problems. True? Yes, to you, not with you. You may not have your dad's, you know, access to all his money and billions, all right? But you have access to your dad. And because of that access to your dad, you can speak with your dad in faith and engage your dad's resources and have money problems solved. True? It is with the believer, all things are possible. It says to him who believes. Amen? So that means with God, all things are possible. All right, and because you are in relationship with God, you are one with him, all right, you can use God's resources, you can use God's power in faith. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. All right, because you're one with him. Say amen to that. Amen. Lift up your right hand, say, all things are possible to me. Louder, say, all things are possible to me. Because I believe in God. Because I believe his word. Say amen to that. Say amen to that. Amen. Glory to God. Now, let me show you the secret of faith here as we begin to wind up. Go to Matthew chapter 9 quickly. And I love for us to start the reading from verse 26. Matthew chapter 9. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. Verse 27. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him. How many? Two. Crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? Now, look up, please. He didn't say, Do you believe that you are able to receive a miracle from me? He says, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. Now look up, please. This is very important. Faith is premised on the ability of God to meet your needs. Faith is premised on a person, not a thing. The Bible tells us one of the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ is faith toward God. That means your faith must be premised on God. God's ability to make something work for you. That's why the Bible doesn't say with the man who believes all things are possible. It says to him who believes all things are possible. With God all things are possible. So that means that your faith here is predicated on God's ability, his person, his glory, his power. Jesus looked at those two blind men and he said, Do you believe that I can do this? Amen. Now, faith here has nothing to do with your own physical or spiritual muscles. Faith has everything to do with what God can do in you and through you. See, we're not sufficient to think anything as of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. What it means is this. Listen, it is God who is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God. Can someone say amen to that? So your faith is based on the word of God, based on what God can do. God has done. God will do. God. Faith towards God. Amen? So what your faith does is this. Your faith opens you up to that ability of God to begin to work in you, through you, around you, and for you. God working for you. God working in you. God working through you. God working around you because you believe. Because you believe. Glory to God. Amen. Now, let me say this. What electricity can do to an electrical appliance, all right, much shaking of the appliance cannot make happen. True? You carry it and you slap maybe your radio set or your TV set. Pa! Pa! And you shake it. It's not going to make that thing work. It's going to work because there's electricity flowing in it. You see, that's the power of God. Listen, electricity is likened to the power of God. The power of God is likened to electricity. That means, listen, God's power is working in you to make things that are practically impossible to you possible. Amen. Faith is premised on the person of God, the ability of God. Can someone say amen to that? You know, sometimes my wife and I will discuss and there's a need in the family and we need to, you know, believe God to meet the need. All right. I tell her, my God has done something about that and he will reveal it. My God. Can you brag on your God? Paul got to a point, he wanted to pray for the church at Philippi. They blessed him with material things, helped him in his ministry. He says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My God, hallelujah, my God, my God. I love David in Psalm 23 and verse 1. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. In Psalm 27 and verse 1, he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. In Psalm 91 and verse 1, he says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. You see, he's saying of somebody. See, listen very carefully. The secret of great faith is bragging on God's word, bragging on God's ability. What your God can do, what your God can make happen. Can someone say amen to that? That's why true faith, biblical faith, is premised on the word of God. It is towards God. Towards God. Hallelujah. Not what you can do in yourself. It is what God is doing in you and through you. Can someone say amen to that? Yes, you can tell someone, my God can get that money across to me. My God, my God, my God. Lord, I believe you. The moment your faith is in him and on him, listen very carefully, God's power goes into operation for you, starts working for you. Amen? That's the secret. It's not what I can do in myself, by myself, for myself. It is what I'm in faith unto God for, that he can do in me and for me and through me. Glory to God. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. It is what I can do, not what I can do, rather, it's what he can do in me, or what I do, or I can do by his strength, by his ability, by his glory. Can someone say amen to that? That's the secret of faith. When Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, he said, 4 and verse 13, please. I can do all things. Don't forget, that's not the end of that scripture. Through Christ. Who? So where does that ability come from? Christ. Did you see it? Sometimes when people brag on themselves, when you brag on yourself, be careful. Life will test you. You brag on yourself, be very careful. When challenges come, they will test your ability. But when you brag on God and your faith is premised on God, amen? When challenges come, they will test God's ability. God will show up, hallelujah. Now, see, have a big mouth. Begin to brag on your God. When you pray and say, my God, who parted the Red Sea, I give you praise. My God, who rained down manna in the wilderness, I worship you. My God, who caused the mountains to skip like rams and the little hills like lambs, I give you praise. My God, who brought water out of the rock, I give you praise. My God. who shut the mouths of lions. For Daniel, I give you praise. My God, who saved me when I didn't look like I was ready to be saved, I give you praise. My God, who has kept me alive till date, I give you praise. When you begin to brag, he says, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his name together. When you begin to magnify God, your mouth speaks of his glory. Your mouth speaks of his goodness. Your mouth speaks of his power. Your faith is in him and in him alone. Can someone say amen to that? You brag on your God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You get to a point where you feel the effect and impact of witchcraft around in the environment. Listen very carefully. You remember the account of the miracle that was wrought right before Pharaoh in his palace. Amen. The magicians threw down their rods. Moses had thrown down his rod, and then, you know, it became a serpent. The magicians did likewise, you know, serpents. And the Bible says, but the rod of Moses. That means, listen very carefully, you're so confident in your God that I will just have to speak a word, and by his power, all the influences of witchcraft will be swallowed up. See, when confidence is in God, it is confidence indeed. Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Woe unto the man who puts his trust in man. When there's trust in man, there's a woe on you already. But when your trust is in God, you are blessed. Hallelujah. It says, but blessed are all those that put their trust in him. When your trust is in God, it is trust indeed. That's the key. That's the secret of faith. Can someone say amen to that? You ought not to have more confidence in medical doctors than you have in God. You ought to know your God, that my God is the healer. Hallelujah. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee, not the Lord that used to heal you. I've changed my mind. I don't do it anymore. No, I'm the Lord who heals you. I heal. Yet I healed yesterday. I heal today. I will heal tomorrow. I will yet heal. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Glory to God. My God is a miracle worker. My God is a problem solver. His wisdom is at work in me. And by his wisdom, I stand out. Hallelujah. You are bragging on your God. Your faith is built up. Amen. Your faith is built up. That's the secret of faith. This morning, beloved, I charge you. Miracles still happen. God still does miracles. Hallelujah. It's your turn. It's your moment to receive a miracle. I tell you, it's time to lift up and say, Lord, I've trusted in men, they have disappointed me. I've trusted in the systems of this world, they have disappointed me. But I know you cannot disappoint. I know you are faithful. I know you are faithful. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. And as you begin to give him praise, knowing that he is your God, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob is your God. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is your God. Hallelujah. Your faith is built up. Confidence in God. And that's why when we acknowledge God as God in thanksgiving and worship, our faith goes up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You mean your God cannot give you a job in a city, at least you know a couple of persons in that city. Amen. Amen. The God who made Joseph prime minister in Egypt, he didn't have relatives there. Egypt, there was no Jew there, no Hebrew. And God did it. God who raised Daniel to become a mighty counselor in a strange land, in the land of Babylon. Huh? You mean he cannot give you a job? You mean that God cannot raise you in that establishment, in that company? Amen. I said amen. Amen. The God who created money in the mouth of a fish and kept it there, you mean he cannot meet your needs? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The God who rained down manna from heaven upon the children of Israel in the wilderness where they could not farm. They could not walk. They were in the Exodus. They were just moving. No time for farming, no time for planting, no time for harvesting anything. Yet, God took care of them. Amen. You mean on a journey, you're traveling and then the car breaks down. You mean you'll be stranded there? Your God cannot talk to a driver to stop by to pick you and pick you up and take you to where you're going? You mean God cannot send an angel to take care of you? My needs are met. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Go to Philippians 4 verse 19. Your head is lifted, beloved. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, my God, has lifted your head. By this time next year, you will not have any cause or any reason to be where you are at the moment in the name of Jesus. You would have changed levels many times. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
And as it's been said to him, it is to you.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Go forward.
Amen.
Make progress.
Amen.
Reach your God-given goal.
Amen.
I tell you, there are people here, you heard those testimonies. God did that. God did it. My God, your God, our God did it. Hallelujah. He's not retired.
Yes,
he's not on vacation.
Yes,
he's active and able. Hallelujah. Have you heard? Have you not heard? Have you not read that our God, the everlasting God, he never sleeps nor slumber. There is no searching of his understanding. Amen.
Amen.
He's the God who is always active, always able. He's a mighty God. He's a miracle working God. I tell you, listen, your God is great. Your God is great. Lift your hands, clap those hands, and magnify God. Clap your hands, all you people. Come on now. Shout with a voice of triumph. Shout with a voice of triumph. Your God is a mighty God.